Today we're going to look at the topic of discipline. Now, what is discipline? The word means to teach, to guide. We often think of it as to punish or to, you know, get back at, but really we're trying to help our children learn something. My favorite method of discipline is a good feeling form of interacting with a child, which is called the CLEAR method. CLEAR, C-L-R. And these initials stand for the words comment, label, reward. This method is only good feeling to the child, and therefore forms part of the 80% of the positive interactions and communications that we need to have with young children, or part of the 90% of communications that feel good that we need to have with teenagers. The CLEAR method helps children succeed at behaviors we want them to achieve. Let's define each of the terms, comment, label, and reward, more fully so we can understand what's involved. Comment. In order to discipline a child, we really need to know what we're trying to accomplish. When we're going to comment on a child's behavior, we're going to be looking for our goal. Often when a child is misbehaving, we see what he's doing wrong, what we see what we don't like, what we don't want to see any more of. Sometimes parents just complain to a child, "Don't speak like that to me." They obviously don't like the way the child is talking. Or, "Stop being mean to your brother." They don't like the way he's interacting with the brother. "Stop hopping out of your chair. Just sit down at the table." All kinds of corrections we give to children indicate what we don't like about their behavior. However, what we don't like is not really of interest here. The point that's of interest is what we do like. What behavior do we want to see? The behavior that we want from the child is called our goal behavior. This is the one we want the child to be accomplishing very soon and to incorporate into his behavioral repertoire. We want him to speak more politely. We want him to be kind to his brother. We want him to sit in his chair more patiently or for longer periods of time. These goals, our parenting goals, will be translated into our comments, forming the C part of the CLEAR method. So we want the child to sit in his chair nicely. We're going to be looking for an opportunity to catch the child sitting in his chair nicer or nicely so that we can make a comment on it. The kinds of comments that we will make on goal-driven behavior could be acknowledgement, simply the words, "I see. I see you're playing so nicely with your brother. I see you've been working on your patience. I see that you've already started on your homework. I see that you cleaned up your room." All of these "I sees" form a comment called acknowledgement. Another kind of comment is a praise. This one has a little bit more than seeing. It has a judging as well. And we judge the behavior to be very desirable, very positive, very pleasing. So we use praise type words. "Oh, you're sitting so nicely in your chair. Wow, you're so kind to your brother. That's so nice." We want to spread out from the word "nice." Let me see what comes to my mind here. "You did a great job cleaning up your room. Your homework was done so beautifully, so accurately." Little descriptive adjectives that say, not only "I see what you've done," but "I see that it's good. I see that it's great. I like it. I judge it positively." So we call all of those praises. Another kind of comment is appreciation. We know how we all like to be appreciated, but we never seem to get enough of that. Appreciation has some word like "thank you" somewhere in the sentence, expressing gratitude. "Oh, thank you for putting your toys away so quickly. Thank you for, remembering how to say that politely. Thank you for helping me with the dishes. I really appreciate it." So we've got three types of comments now. We've got just plain acknowledgement, as in, I see that you did the dishes. We've got praise, as in, wow, you did a great job with the dishes. And we've got gratitude or appreciation, as in, oh, thank you for doing the dishes, honey, I really appreciate it. If we were trying to encourage a child to do the dishes more frequently, we would use the clear method by starting off with one of these comments. A lot of us, just keep this in mind, a lot of us will see that the child did not do the dishes when the child was, let's say, we had said to the child before we leave the house, oh honey, there's a couple of dishes in the sink, would you please mind washing them? We come home a few hours later and the dishes are still in the sink, just where we left them. So we say to the child, didn't I ask you to wash the dishes? And the child says, oh yeah, sorry, I forgot. And we say, you know, it's just a small thing, but when I asked you to do them, I really expect you to do them. I don't appreciate going out and coming home and find the dishes still in the sink. I really don't like this. Blah, 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 blah. That's a really common parenting tool. We'll spend a lot of time commenting, if you will, correcting, complaining, criticizing, and lecturing, hoping that that strategy will somehow lead to good results. Unfortunately, that strategy rarely leads to good results. It accomplishes more bad results than we want it to, because those kinds of communications are hurtful, and they cause children to pull back from us, to try to avoid us. If we succeed in making the kid feel bad, then we've actually succeeded in harming our relationship with the child. We did not succeed in changing that behavior. People tend to go from strength to strength. The more they're succeeding, the more they want to succeed, the more they want to engage in those behaviors. Therefore, the more positive, good-feeling method, called the clear method, is much more likely to get a child to do the goal behavior. You come home and you see those dishes in the sink, and you go, didn't I ask her to wash the dishes before I left? Yes, I did. And now you've identified the problem behavior. That's called the problem. It's essential that we then ask ourselves, what do I want? What do I want to happen here? So let's say in this case I answer myself, well, I want her to wash those dishes when I ask her to, right? Especially when she agrees to, I want the dishes washed. Okay, that's my goal. Now that I have a goal, I will want to find a way to use the clear method to attain that goal. I will not want to use criticism, complaint, correction, lecturing, because those techniques destroy the relationship while they are ineffective teaching tools. It's not even like, you know, okay, well, they do get the behavior accomplished, so it's worth it if you destroy the relationship. No, it doesn't even accomplish the goal. Let's look at the second component of the clear method called label. A label is a word or a phrase that sums up a character trait. If you call somebody thoughtful, you're labeling them. Generous, helpful, kind. If you use a phrase like, oh, they're always there for you, you can depend on them. If you say it to the person, you know I can count on you, you're always there for me, you're a good listener, you always make me feel good, you never hurt my feelings, all of those ways will be called labels, whether it's one word or a few words that sum up a character trait. Negative labels are words that are basically insulting and hurtful. They may be accurate, but they're also insulting and hurtful. So if I say to you, you are just plain irresponsible, it could be a true statement, but you're not going to want to be hearing it. If I say that to you, it's going to hurt your feelings to some extent, and you're not going to like me that much for pointing out your faults. The fact that it's accurate doesn't really matter here. The rule in family relationships is never use a negative label. Negative labels harm the parenting relationship, parent-child relationship. which means that they harm the power that you have to educate your child. Every time you weaken your relationship, you weaken your teaching power, because a child only wants to listen to you to the extent that they feel close to you, that they're bonded to you, that they respect and love you. When they hate you, they don't want to listen to you at all, and they won't. So everything we do has to keep the relationship in mind. Negative labels always harm the relationship, and therefore we're not going to want to be using them. However, you'll find as a parent that you are very tempted to use negative labels, even though I've just explained why we shouldn't. Because when a child is doing the wrong thing, the labels almost just tumble out of our mouths. So here's a child running around the room and screaming at the top of his lungs, and we want to tell him to stop being so wild or stop being so noisy. Those two words, wild and noisy, will count as negative labels. They're not compliments, are they? Now, if the child is teasing his sibling, we're going to just find ourselves saying, don't be mean. That's not very nice what you're doing. Stop being mean to him. The word mean is a negative label. Some people think that if you try to hide a negative label in the sentence, in a grammar, that it'll be okay. For example, let's look at this word mean. They'll say, well, you can't tell a child that he's mean, but you could tell him that what he's saying is mean, or that what he's doing is mean, and your sentence would sound something like this. What you're doing right now to your brother is very mean. Please stop it. If you try a sentence like that, your child will come back to you and say, don't call me mean. And then you'll have a discussion about grammar. No, no, I'm not calling you mean. I said what you are doing is mean. The reason the child thinks you're calling him mean is because when the brain processes language, it takes the label and throws out the grammar. Therefore, if the child hears the word mean anywhere in his sentence, then he's going to assume that you said he is mean. That's how he's going to interpret you, no matter what grammar you use. So when we say, don't be mean, it's the same as if we said, you are mean. If we say, what you're doing is mean, we might as well say, you are mean. If we say, that was mean, then it's the same as saying, you are mean. The grammar will not protect us. So the rule is, do not use the negative label anywhere in your sentence. If you want the child to improve, use the opposite of the label that you're using. For example, if he's being mean, always think of your goal. What do you want him to be? I want him to be kind. If the child's being rude, don't use the word rude when you correct her. Always think of your goal. What do you want her to be? I want her to be respectful. I want her to be polite. So your correction would sound like, you know how to speak politely to me, please do that now. Or, you can say what you want, but I need you to say it respectfully. Okay? Instead of, don't be rude to me, young lady. We'll just take that word rude right out. Keep in mind that labels that we use with our children can last them a lifetime. Because as a parent, you are a hypnotist for your child. The labels, words that you use, penetrate deeply into your child's subconscious mind and reside there forever. Therefore, use all the positive labels that you want and refrain from the negative labels. Think to yourself, what do I want my child to be like when she's 20 years old? And then write down all the labels you'd like to be able to use to describe your 20-year-old. I want her to be creative. I want her to be independent. I want her to be clever. I want her to be kind. I want her to be thoughtful, prompt, organized, responsible, etc., etc., etc. Write down all those labels and use them every day in parenting as part of the CLEAR method and even as part of the corrections that you will occasionally be making. Never use a negative label because a child organizes her self-concept around these labels. If you tell her she's selfish, she will believe you because you have that hypnotic power over the child's brain that nobody else, including a paid hypnotist, will ever have over a child's brain. So this is the time, the developmental years, where these labels get lodged into their minds And what a person thinks she is, that's how she becomes. Do you think you're an artist? Then you are one. But if you don't think you are, then you aren't. That label defines for you what you will be capable of doing and what you'll want to be doing. If you think that you're generous, you'll act in generous ways. But if you believe that you're selfish or self-centered, you will believe in those ways too. Labels organize our processes, our personality. Therefore, never use a negative label. In the CLEAR method, the labeling part of the process, comment, label, reward, helps the specific behavior become a permanent behavior moving into the future. So when we tell a child, let's say we're rewarding him for sharing with his sibling, "Wow, you shared so nicely," and then we use a label, "That was so generous of you," then this particular sharing moment goes into the child's future and covers many, many kinds of situations and relationships, because now the child is a sharing type of person. He's a generous person. We've given him that label. So if this child had a problem with his brother, he never gives anything to him, and we give this child two candies and we say, "Here's one for you and here's one for your brother, please give it to him." And then the child goes to the brother and gives him the candy. And then we say, "You gave him the candy. That was so generous of you." And even though we set it up that way, the child has been able to hear the acknowledgement and the positive label. Some things, of course, will be much more spontaneous. So when we see a child who's now sitting nicely and eating, didn't wiggle out of his chair so quickly, we catch him in this positive moment and we say, "Oh, I like the way you're sitting in your chair." And that will be our specific comment. And we'll follow that with a label. What do you call a child who sits in his chair? You've got good sitting habits, we could say, a little phrase like that. You're such a good sitter. We can make up a label for the occasion. Or you've got very good manners today. You know, it doesn't really matter what it is, as long as the child can use it for the future. When we're training a new behavior, we'll put in a third step of the CLEAR method, comment, label, reward, and that is the reward. A reward can be any small token of extra affection, extra acknowledgement. It can be a hug, a kiss, a smile. It can be a glass of chocolate milk and cookies. It can be an extra privilege of staying up a few minutes longer, an extra story at bedtime, a treat of any kind that the child enjoys. We use a reward just temporarily in the CLEAR method in order to train new behaviors. When we're maintaining a behavior that was already nicely established, we just use comment, label all the time. Is the child now sharing regularly? Good. We always acknowledge it and label it. Acknowledge it and label it. Is the child remembering to speak to you politely even when she's upset? Excellent. Always remember to comment on that and label it. However, is this a new behavior that you're just starting to see in the child, that you're just beginning to shape by your attention? If so, the first few times the child does it, throw in a reward if possible at the end of that. And we could say something like, I really like the way you controlled yourself when you spoke to me. That shows a lot of self-control. And, I think that deserves an extra something or other. You know, you'll come up with a reward. That sweater that you were looking for, I think that we should get that for you. You deserve that. Even though the reward is not logically related anyway, we're saying to the child, "I appreciate your efforts." Sometimes it'll just be able to, slide a reward in there with, I think that deserves, you were serving a kid, ice cream, let's say, and he was doing the right behavior, and you label the right behavior, you describe it with a comment, you label it, and then you say, "And I think that deserves two scoops of ice cream, don't you? Two scoops for everybody, we'll all celebrate." It doesn't matter what the reward is, as long as it happens each time for the first four or five times the new behavior is occurring. And then we phase that reward out. It's just a temporary little gift that we put in to help the child get started on a new behavior. So if this was a child who always teases his brother, and we say, "What was my goal? My goal was that he should play cooperatively with the sibling." So I catch him, I run, and before they started fighting, I see that they're playing nicely, and I run in and I say, like, oh, you two are playing nicely together. And addressing my comments to the troublemaker, I say, that's so cooperative of you. I think you should each have, an extra couple of cookies at our snack this afternoon. So that would be one kind of way of just putting it in together, comment, label, and reward. Now the child will remember the reward, and the next time will probably say something to you like, we're playing nicely together, can we have more cookies? And you can say something like, oh yes, you want to use all comment, label, reward again. Yes, I see you are playing together so nicely. That's very cooperative of you. Yes, of course you deserve more cookies, this afternoon. And you try to have the child get this reward 4 or 5 times and then start phasing it out. So you'll say, well, not this time, honey, but probably next time. And then phase it out again, not this time, honey. And then again, not this time, but probably next time. So we, give the reward and then we skip one. And then we give the reward, then we skip 2, then we give the reward, then we skip 3, and then we don't do the reward anymore. So we phase that part out rather quickly. Using this method, comment, label, and reward, you help your child go from strength to strength. Remember, when you see your child doing something wrong, ask yourself, what is my goal? What do I want my child to do correctly? And then think, What are you going to be looking for so that you can begin to find little parts of the desirable behavior and comment on them and label them and reward them. And in this way, build up a behavior, shape the behavior until it's really what you're looking for, and then maintain that behavior forever with comment, label, comment, label. Good luck.